Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome all the way from downstairs, it's your housemates for the evening, Peppy!
How are we doing? We're well? Welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the only podcast alive!
No, not true.
Yes, that's true. We're the only ones still going.
No.
Everyone's resigned.
So we normally start with a sketch, but we're trying to do the sketches live here in the room.
Oh, it's not good.
Yeah.
No.
It's worse than the recorded sketches, which were terrible.
You can't call them sketches because it's just a sentence, basically.
Yes.
Let's not wait any longer. Let's see what that sentence is going to be.
Let's get into it.
So here we go.
Have a good time, everyone.
Tom, yeah. Ben, one of you two blooming buffoons has got to hang up all this wallpaper.
Matthew, it's too hot for wallpaper.
Yeah, I'll slide right back off the wall.
Yeah, and we haven't got any bloody walls, remember?
No, already paper.
Yeah, well, yes and, mate.
There's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a Flatshare And welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, where it began, I can't begin to know in, but then I know it's going strong. Was in the spring, and spring became the summer, who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you, ba-da-da, sweet Caroline, ba-ba-ba, good times never seem so good, ba-da-da, I'd be inclined, ba-ba-ba, to believe they never would. What a lovely song. By the way, this month's show is all about wallpaper. I'm the host of Landlords.
He's jumped the shark. He finally did it, everyone. Close down the podcast. It's happened.
I couldn't think of one. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby. And while they're under my roof, they'll be following my rules. Let's meet my lovely tenants, Tom Parry and Benedict Park.
Hello.
We thought you were going to go for a wall. Good God, people. What is it good for?
Don't,
covering up the walls.
Yeah, don't think I didn't think of that about 3 a.m, but no. So, Tom...
Yes.
Tell me now, today we're going to try and get you to hang up this wallpaper, but why are you, when I ask you to hang the wallpaper, behaving like such a waste of paste?
Oh, I would do the wallpapering, but I'm sponsored nowadays. I'm sponsored by paint, and I'm contractually obliged to not use wallpaper.
Okay.
Because I'm a paint man. Paint, the wallpaper you can spread. Sorry, I just can't do it. Paint, like a bright soup that sticks. I'm a paint man.
So Ben, he's a paint man. Oh, that's not a million miles away from There Will Be Paint, no. the movie by Paul Thomas Anderson.
I'm a paint man, see?
I drink your paint. I drink it up.
And then I go to A&E, because I've drank all my paint.
Clarky.
That's our last slogan. Paint, don't drink it.
You know what it does? It's a bit like the stuff in Lush.
Oh,
you
want
to eat it? You can't
you
eat
can't.
It. They chuck so you out. They chuck you out. So, Ben,
hello.
When I ask you to paper the wall, why do you tell me to flock off? Which, according to website, is a type of wallpaper. Flock wallpaper.
Yeah, it's the kind of thick wallpaper.
The thick wallpaper. Yes, that was a one Google away for that joke. Absolutely worth it.
Good chat, guys. Wallpaper all brings back bad memories for me because I used to work at a club where I used to seductively dance and take wallpaper off my body. I was a wallpaper stripper.
Yeah.
But but the thing is, I got demoted to being the guy who just had to wallpaper up everyone else. So I was left basically just papering over the cracks.
Hoo-ah! Booyah!
I like that. It was a journey.
It was, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. But
and also, a true story.
Is that tough?
More importantly.
Please don't make me weep again, Clarkie. Please don't make me weep. But obviously, you can't paper a wall on your own. Who have you brought along to hold the ladder this week? We'll start with Ben. Who have you brought along?
I have brought my handyman.
Yes.
It's Brett Goldstein.
Brett Goldstein.
Bloody hell.
Thanks. Handyman Brett Goldstein, of all people.
Brett, it's great to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me. It's an honour.
Did you know you were Ben's handyman?
Now I do.
Now you've got some jobs to do.
It's a promotion because previously I was just...
providing the paste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good to be hands-on with him and I love him.
If you,
wow!
Oh my God!
This has escalated really quickly.
Very quickly.
Actually, what do you love about Ben? Let's get into this.
Do you know what? Because
where do I start?
The tradition is, in a sort of pornographic movie, is that the handyman comes over and then they have sex. But the handyman in this case has come over and declared his love, which I think is a real sea change. Very refreshing.
I don't do sex without love. That's just one of my...
He's working his lines already.
Really?
He says that to all the women he bangs!
Sorry, Thomas, what? We almost had a very tender moment between Ben and Brett Goldstein. You had to muddy it up, didn't you?
Sorry.
My tremendous apologies. So, put that to one side. What kind of a flatmate are you?
I don't like living with people.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, no.
Well, it's great to have you on the show.
I realise I'm the sort of flatmate. Like, one of the reasons I do stand-up is so I'm home really late because I hope that my flatmate is asleep. But when I get home and hear them in the living room, I literally like have a moment of like, fuck's sake. And then come up the stairs, hey, how's it going? And then...
Mum and Dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I right, guys?
But if they're asleep when I get in, what a treat.
What are you... What's the treat? No, don't tell us what the treat is. Yeah. Sorry.
It involves me.
We do some handiwork. To be fair, the last flatmate I had... Is this... Oh, this goes out in the world, doesn't it?
Yep.
But it is a great guy, was an amazing guy.
There you go, so...
And in the case of him, I'd come home early. Like, just to hear his stories from the office. I'm a good flatmate, but in my head, I'm thinking, why are you awake? But openly, I'm lovely.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's not a good person.
Yeah.
Let alone flatmates.
It seems like you're enjoying being on this podcast, but what's going on inside?
Yeah, well... And it's a delight to be here.
Okay, right. So
oh, no.
Let's move it on, Tom.
Oh, no.
Thomas Parry, who have you brought along with you this week?
Well, Matthew, terrible news. The Jamboree's in danger.
Oh, no.
Yes. I know we had a food inspection. It turns out the food that we were providing for the Jamboree wasn't up to scratch.
No.
So I had to turn to the person who I think knows the most about food who I know. I turned to Instagram, the star of Instagram, Deliciously Stella herself, Miss Bella Younger, everyone.
Bella Younger is here.
Hello.
Hello, Bella. Great to have you here.
Hi.
Are you a good flatmate? I mean, basically, the bar's been set so low by Brett.
I know.
Anything you say is probably a better flatmate.
Well, Brett's a serial killer, so hopefully I'm doing better than that. I'm really, really disgusting, to be honest.
How so?
I'm really dirty. So at uni, everyone hated going in my bedroom because it was so rank. It was so rank that once someone took some milk, they took the top off and they hid it on top of my cupboard and they just left it there to see how long it would be before I even noticed.
Oh, God.
Like the princess and the pea. How long did it last?
A couple of weeks. It was really disgusting.
2 weeks with a pint of milk in your room?
Yeah. I'm not as bad as the people I lived with. They were really bad.
Okay, tell us about them.
This is good.
I lived with a girl who we used to call MDMA Barbie.
Not available in any stores.
And she used to use bizarre things. Like, she once signed up for this really weird modelling agency and I came home and she was just, like, posing on the mantelpiece in her underwear.
Whoa.
Like, with
a photographer. On the mantelpiece?
On the mantelpiece.
How skinny was she?
She was Barbie. She was only 5 inches tall.
She was just poised like a cat. And I'm just there, and I was like, oh, my mum's coming around in about half an hour. So if you could just, like, get the ketamine off the table, that'd be really nice.
That is genuinely the most exciting flatmate story we've ever had.
No, because we live such boring lives.
The best day of our lives when we found that double yolk in the egg.
Oh, my God.
We lost our shit.
We almost broke our wrists high-fiving, didn't we?
We couldn't believe it. We're like, this is a sign we're going to be friends forever.
And then you popped it on top of your wardrobe.
So we have met our contestants, but who will cover themselves in glory, leaving the other team to cover my walls in glorious Laura Ashley paper? Let's find out as we play round one.
Joseph was an interior decorator. He had never designed his own wallpaper, and that is why he gave it a try. On his first day at work, it looks handsome, it looks smart, it's truly a work of art. This amazing wall of many colours, how I love that wall of many colours. It is red and yellow and green and brown and scarlet and black and ochre and peach and ruby and olive and violet and
what the fuck is that? I am totally appalled. It looks like a Teletubby's been sick, like something jizzed out a unicorn dick. Did you not hear what I said? I told you to paint it red. Oh, I hate this wall of many colours. It's just shit, this wall of many colours. You are fired and 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 fired.
Wow. I mean, the West End is in trouble, but I never knew it was that bad. So round one. Round one is papier mashup. I am going to give each team a newspaper story from the last decade and ask them to sing about it in a genre of my choosing. So your teammate will then have to guess the story. Okay, so points will be awarded for getting the correct answer, but also for performance skills, for depth of knowledge, and for resemblance to either Taylor Swift or Hugh Edwards. So Tom, we're going to start with you. You are going to be singing in the genre of rock and roll.
Okay.
DJ Bucket Louse has found some tracks. Big up DJ Bucket Louse of the ones and twos. DJ Bucket Louse, I can't stay mad at you, baby. So your genre, Tom, is rock and roll. Bella.
Yeah.
What is Tom singing about? DJ Bucket Louse of the ones and twos, take it away.
Summer we had a good time. There was lots of fireworks, Beckham in a boat, and people ran fast and everybody waved the flag. Woo-hoo! Everyone had a nice time and people won some things and everyone thought the country's
Olympics.
Great. Yes, it
oh
was.
Oh my gosh!
Yes.
Wowee! That was pretty impressive, Bella, because as far as I could tell, Tom just sang People Have a Nice Time 7 times.
People did have a nice time, though, didn't they? It was a great summer.
When was the last time we had a nice time? It was 2012, both career-wise and...
It's funny because it's true.
So it's points out of 5.
30?
I think 30 would be too many.
People did have a nice time.
People had such a... The thing is... It's tough when someone's saying people had a nice time to then say I'm not going to give you as many points. So
yeah, it's probably
we,
4 points for
should
people
we make
a nice
it, should we
time,
make it points
it?
Out of 100?
Probably. Oh.
30. 30 points. 30 points to Tom and Bella. There we go. 30 points to Tom and Bella.
Whoa.
So, Bella, your genre is country and indeed Western. So, Tom, what is the story?
I went down to Iceland to find myself some food and it made...
I mean, that was very good.
I went down to Iceland to buy myself some meat, and instead of going moo, it went nay, nay.
And everyone had a nice time.
Oh my gosh!
Brilliant.
You don't have it, have you?
That yes, was, it was the horse meat yes! scandal.
It was the horse meat scandal, of course. Yes,
where they found horse meat in the lasagnas and stuff.
That's absolutely right. When we all went down to Iceland and the food and aid. Yeah, we all remember it. Very impressive. Yeah.
Thanks. I'm in a personal hell right now. So.
Well, thanks for coming on the show. Now,
Brett thinks it, but he doesn't say it. Yeah. That's the thing.
Let's do some points. So, again, well, I mean, that was incredibly strong turnout there. So, points out of 100, I'm going to give you 89 points. So, that was very... 89
oh
points.
Oh, my God!
89 points
that
out of 100.
Very generous. Thank you.
89 points. So, here we go. Everything to play for. We're going to start with... We'll start with Brett. Brett, here you go. Your genre is the nebulous genre of R&B/pop. And see Ooh. If you can sing us a little ditty along to this bit of library music we found called Damage Control. Now we're talking. Yeah, here we go.
Freaky. Sexy. There was a man, he was really high up, really, really high up, the highest motherfucker ever. He was so high, everybody said, what is he smoking? But he wasn't smoking, he was in a balloon. He went really high, people couldn't see him no more. Thank God he was wearing GoPro on his head. He went so high, then he jumped from the sky. Then people were like, I think he's gonna die. The motherfucker didn't die, cause he lived to tell the tale. We saw it on our YouTube. It was not on Epic Fail, it was on He's a Winner. Then everyone sat around and enjoyed the dinner.
Oh my God.
Probably the greatest moment of my life.
We need some damage control. We need some damage control in this room because you have absolutely wrecked the place. You really have. Clarky, what do you reckon?
I believe it is the highest ever skydive the dude who went up into
Baumgartner. It was indeed. Felix Baumgartner's highest ever. Jumped out of the stratosphere all the way to Earth. And then, as we remember, we all had our dinner. That was the... Yes.
That was the thing.
I couldn't remember the other details, but I remembered the dinner, yes.
Quarter to six in London. Just time.
So, points. Well, I'm going to give you a cool 8 points. Well done. No. Doesn't seem fair, does it? It doesn't seem fair. Ten points. Seems points. Fair. Ten points there to Brett. Okay, so
you do realise you've, like, fucked the rest of the game.
Yeah. Great. But come on, Clarky. It's a nice bit of business. So, we have the final one, and it is, well, of course, with Ben Clark, it could only be heavy metal. So, heavy metal with a little piece we're calling Win Big. Let's find out what the story is.
Woo! Yeah! That's the heavy metal all!
Wow! Yeah! It's up there! Okay! Seats and I put them through, but the problem was it was for an entire house. Whoa! I took a lot of cabs, a lot of meals, and we ate out and we had second properties. Oh!
I mean, I know what it is, but I don't
understand. And then we all had a nice time. We all had a nice time. Oh, we all had a nice time. Yeah, we all had a nice time.
Second verse, Clarky.
Oh, did I mention about the nice time we had? Yeah. Oh, I put my taxes through. Don't worry about that. I just wrote that off. Yeah, I got a swimming pool and I got a loft conversion. I work in Parliament. We all had a nice time. We all had a nice time. We all had a nice time. We all had a nice time.
Oh, Win Big by Ben Clark, everybody. Win Big. If only there was a word to describe the time we had listening to that.
Yeah.
So, Brett, any idea what the news story that Ben was singing about?
It was, of course, Brexit.
It was!
It was MP expenses.
It was
scandals.
The MP expenses, yes. Scandals. Absolutely right. And just for everybody at home, we'll have the track again, and here's how it should have sounded. That was absolutely correct. So I've got to give you some points for that. And I think... I mean, it was very strong, wasn't it?
It was.
It was strong.
It was so strong, Clarkie. In fact, I am going to give you 125 points for it. 125 points! 125 points.
That's what our second verse will do for you.
Well, that round has completely destroyed everybody's love of music. But what has it done, Ben Walker? What has it done to the scores?
Well, very excitingly, Tom and Bella have the highest score we've ever heard of 119.
Oh, my God.
Until now, because Brett and Ben have 135.
Oh, my God! Well, Brett and Ben had a brush with greatness, but neither team has yet kicked the bucket. There's still everything to play for as we play Flat Games!
Games! Let's play together! Games! Let's play forever! Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there, do as you're told! Games! If you lose, you get nothing! Games! If you win, you get gold! 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 Gold!
Listen to that! Take that, UKIP! That's what grassroots movement sounds like!
Oh, that makes me sad. So this week we're going to play a game that we like to call... God, this is the most topical we've ever been.
Yes.
Talking about the horse meat scandal. No, this is the most topical we've ever been. Blokemon Go! Woo! Blokemon Go! That's torn for the page of today's newspapers. Each player
is going to go out in about 7 months.
That's
another fucking Pokemon Go reference.
Each player is going to pretend to be a series of famous men in different locations. Their teammate, by listening to their impersonation and what they're saying, has to guess who the bloke is and where they are. Now, I'm going to give you 5 each and 1 minute per team member to catch them all, as I believe the kids are saying. Before we begin, it's worth keeping in mind that although you are impersonating famous men, gender is a social construct, not a biological imperative. So let's start with Ben and Brett. Ben, you are the blokes. Brett, you are guessing who and where they are. Okay, so your minute begins now.
All right, our kids. Oh, it's bacon. It's bacon here.
Is that... Liam Gallagher?
Yeah!
What? Yeah!
Not bad!
Oh, it's absolutely bacon.
This is the Silla biggest, Black?
This is the biggest bacon place I've ever been.
In the Navin? In an...
bigger than that. Oh, I saw Sunday.
In the desert?
Yeah, but Liam, the biggest one.
The Sahara?
Yes, bruv!
I can't...
You're halfway there.
Hi, I'm very good looking.
Sean Connery?
Yeah! No!
Hi, they call me gorgeous, and I'm... I've climbed up here, but I'm in a little house while I'm up here.
Mark,
I climbed up here. I'm in all the Coen Brothers films all of a sudden, and I'm gorgeous. They call me gorgeous.
George,
that is your time, mate. That is your time, I'm afraid.
Sorry.
2.5 points there. Okay, Bella, here are your famous men. Tom, right. You are going to be the one guessing, okay?
Oh, my God.
Bless you.
So, your time starts now.
I'm frightfully posh, and I'm in a Richard Curtis film. And
Hugh Grant.
Yes.
Is where?
And I'm in India, in the most famous monument in India.
Oh, the Taj Mahal.
Exactly. hi, Holly. I'm on This Morning, and I'm a man.
Philip Schofield.
And I am somewhere with bars in front of me.
Prison!
And I can't get out, yes.
He's in prison. Philip Schofield's in prison.
Yeah.
At last.
Yeah. And I'm an angry lord. You're fired. I'm in the most famous concert venue in New York.
Alan Sugar is in Madison Square Gardens.
Exactly. Sex bomb, sex bomb.
Tom Jones!
Yeah, and I'm in that cheap place where you buy trainers and footballs.
Foot Locker.
No.
JD Sports.
The cheap one, the really
Sports
cheap one.
Sports Direct.
Yes.
Oh, 10 seconds left.
Oh, you were on Big Brother and you were really annoying.
Chris Evans.
Blah, I can't do it.
No, you can go on, you've got 2 seconds.
Okay, I was married to Amanda Holden and I've fallen in the sea.
That is your time. Firstly.
Very strong.
The award for favourite clue, I think we've already got to give that out.
That should be a book title.
That's very... Tom, I'll give you a chance to guess it because the clue was out.
Married to some Amanda Holden was Les Dennis.
Yeah. Yes.
In the Pacific?
It was
ocean.
You're never going to get it. It was in a capsized yacht. But you got all the others, so that is a whopping 9 points.
Yes.
Now, Brett, you get to man up, and Ben, you get to guess, and your minute begins now.
Yeah, right. He doesn't speak like that. I'm a
Liam Gallagher.
No, I'm a dirty man.
Dirty Den.
No, and I've got a club in London where girls are angels.
Oh yeah.
People go on their stag do to my club, and I am dirty, dirty. Such a dirty
Could
man.
Could I just ask, is he dirty?
Yeah. He's got a mullet. I've got a mullet.
Yeah, Pete Stringfellas.
Yes, and I am currently in former USSR.
Oh, they're Russia?
Yes. I am the man who comes down your chimney every Christmas.
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Father Christmas.
Yes, and I'm hanging out with Doc Cotton.
Olvik?
No. Where does Doc Cotton hang out?
I don't know. Right.
Okay. In an advert, you'd go there and take off your jeans.
Oh, in a laundrette?
Yes.
Only exist in adverts.
I'm the Labour leader that is very divisive. People are so divisive.
Jeremy Corbyn. That is your time, I'm afraid. I'll allow you, Jeremy Corbyn. So you managed to get five points there. By the way, great reference, the old advert where the bloke takes his jeans off. That's our kind of reference.
That's our kind of reference. That is it.
That is our kind of reference. Got that in a jiffy.
1987, everyone. Let's
whip that out. Yes, please. Okay, so finally, we're going to end with you, Tom. So you have exactly 1 minute, Bella, to guess which men Tom is trying to be. Go.
My trousers are up under my nipples. I'm very strict. I'm a judge. Yes, and I'm in Britain's second city.
Birmingham.
I wrote a song. I baked some bread for you. And it was all yellow.
Where they live?
Clocks. I sing a song. Hey, I bang Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah, I'm your guy.
Yeah, Chris Martin.
Yeah, and then I baked some bread for you. And you're going to buy it from me. Because we're in a... Where'd you buy bread from, crazy girl?
The bakery.
Yes,
sorry.
I'm crazy. Bald guy. Chef. God, vote for me. That's confusing.
Greg Wallace.
No. A bit further back.
Painsley Harriet.
Yeah. In where you vote for the government.
Parliament.
Yeah. All right, treacle. I'll sort you right out. Underwater is a palace. It's like a palace underwater.
A palace underwater.
Yeah. It's like a hidden palace underwater.
And that is your time, I'm afraid. Oh, so close. Any idea who Tom was trying to be there?
Absolutely not, no.
Tom, tell us, put us out of our misery.
I was Danny Dyer in The Lost City of Atlantis.
Of course.
Damn it.
I've got Atlantis.
Which is definitely a programme I would watch.
Yeah, it's coming soon to Channel 5. So after all of that, not sure who I am anymore, actually, but to producer Ben, shed some light on all of it by giving us the scores.
Tom and Bella have moved forward to 134, but Ben and Brett now have 142.5.
Oh. Wow, hey.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, it's time to see which men are more equal than others as we play Beef Brothers!
Oh! If you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers, sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And this one comes from Kunal, who is in the audience. Are you there, Kunal? Whoop, whoop.
Yes!
That's the sound of the police.
It's the sound of the canal.
Hello, Kunal. How you doing, mate?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great. This is what Kunal writes to us. He says, my housemate borrowed my speakers to watch porn in surround sounds.
Luxury.
Also, the kitchen's always in a shitty condition. Which...
Are those things related?
Fair enough, good. Okay, so Tom and Bella, you are on Canal's side. Yep. Ben and Brett, you are on the side of the wanker. So, before we
begin... Is that how he's being referred to?
No, we could... let's not go give his name, but...
we don't want names here. The wanker's fine, actually.
Fair enough. Before we begin, let's have a cross-examination. Now, it doesn't have to be cross, it can be polite.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely stuff. Jesus.
Thank you so much, Christ. Everybody. Has anyone got any questions?
Here's what I would like to know. This flatmate of yours, this hero, he...
Whoa!
He comes to you and says, can I borrow your speakers so I can masturbate to porn in surround sound? He goes to his room, he does this, and then returns the speakers.
Funny you'd ask that. The speakers are still with him.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, you don't want them back, really, do you?
Can I ask you? He came to you and said, can I borrow your speakers?
Yep, that's it. Yeah.
But at no point did he let you know for what purpose he was going to use? What sordid...
It was to watch a movie. Which movie it was.
Now, you naturally thought, Pixar.
A conjecture,
a nice, innocent
Thomas Parry.
Pixar movie.
Thomas Parry.
With a family message.
You're in contempt
of
court.
No further questions.
You're in contempt of court.
I can't stand
court. Did you know he was watching porn?
Mm.
How good are these speakers? Were you listening at the door?
And no, how? Did you have a little glass cup to your ears?
No, the thing is, we live on campus, and I've got a room right next to him.
And your speakers are pretty good.
So were you...
The plot.
I mean, that's kind of your fault, isn't it?
Can I...
By worse speakers.
Don't blame the witch. Were you left watching your porn on silent?
The greatest tragedy of all, really.
Or even worse, on subtitle.
Someone's got to spell that shit.
What is this guy next door to you studying? Other than...
seeing two Bs.
Economics and finance.
Economics and finance, of course. Finance, yeah. Okay, so he's worked it out. he's worked out how to save money on speakers.
It just makes fiscal sense, guys.
Yeah. So he's good. And what are you studying?
Computer science.
Computer science.
How big are these speakers? Are we talking about like...
Not that big,
Led
no.
Zeppelin in their pomp kind of start of Back to the Future.
That would be a very
this
different start to Back
blow
to the Future.
Through the wall. Kind of.
If you've not had your speakers back, how long ago did he go in for this wank? How long ago did he borrow them?
Last month.
Last month?
He's still got them.
He is going to be a fucking puddle, out? Mate. He is going to be...
You asked him for them back?
I've actually moved to my sister's place.
Oh, no!
What? Hang on.
How good are these speakers? You can still hear it.
I think you need to be a little bit assertive, mate, and maybe just ask for them back.
Yeah, that's it.
Done. Problem solved.
Bang, case closed.
Well, look, hopefully that is enough information for our teams to make their cases. So remember, Bella, you are on Kamal's side.
I am on his side.
So you have exactly a minute to begin the case for the prosecution.
Okay.
Should you need it. The minute begins now.
So you lent these speakers to your friend in good faith. And he has not returned them. You asked for him to give them back within a certified period of time, and he has not. He lied to you about what he was going to use the speakers for, and in fact used them for devious purposes, potentially watching illegal content online.
Someone's up the ante.
Yeah. That's right. So this man has inadvertently used your possessions to break the law, and you, by default, feel partially responsible, which you are not. In any way. That's it.
Absolutely. Well, there we go. Bella Younger there making the case for Kunal.
Finished strong.
And the prosecution. We're going to throw it over now to Brett Goldstein, who is going to begin the case for the defence. Brett, your minute begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, what we're looking at here is a question of higher education. We have a man who studies computer science, and as we know, what is computer science for other than making pornography? His flatmate and better asked him for his speakers because his flatmate studies economics, knows how to save money. Use someone else's stuff. You gave him your speakers. He used your speakers for what you make. So he's combined the two skills of economics and computer science. You then, fearing for your own intellect, left left and went to hide with your sister, who, as we know, studies something equally inferior. And together you hide there while a man is combining the best use of university I've ever heard. He's earning money just sitting there. And
that's your time, I'm afraid. That is your time. But excellent work there from Brett Goldstein, opening the case for the defence. Now, Kunal, you had a few things you wanted to chip in with there. How do you think it's going so far?
Not so well. I attended his graduation.
You attended his graduation?
Yeah, because...
I'm surprised he showed up. So you attended his graduation, so you're still being a good friend to him.
He's a good friend.
This is new information. I mean, it's not the day for it after he's thrown his mortarboard into the air. To go, by the way, those speakers you used for wanking, can I have them back? But do you think you're never going to see these speakers again?
It seems unlikely. Yeah.
Right, well, maybe that's going to inform the next two cases. Now, Tom, you are going to conclude the case for the prosecution.
Yes.
Would you like to do it as yourself this
week? No, I'm going to do it in the style of my southern lawyer defence character from a John Grisham novel, Mr. Okay. Fanshawe Standen.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen! Presiding and indeed providing your minute should you need it. Begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Mr. Fanshawe standing here, providing and presiding. Hell, we've heard a lot of things here today, as has our client. Heard a lot of things. Kind of got me thinking about the things that we're made to listen to. Hell, we're simple folks round here, hell. I think about not only what we know around here, what do we hear around here? Cry at the bakery, time to buy the bread. Cows in the field, mooing to the field. Well done in the field. Person who owns the field, talking about the field. A lot of people saying the word field. That's the kind of place where we are, hell. And then it kind of gets me thinking about the language of them dear love. I'm sure you remember the first time that Jenny said to you, them dear touch me. Hell yeah. It ain't what you see, it's what you say. That's what my grandpappy told me. And my mama told me to stop talking to my grandpappy. Because I was too young for that day now. Always stuck with me. Language of love. The sounds, what you say, what you do. No, what you hear, yes. Hell, Mrs. Standen there. 3 months ear infection. Boy, I had to take a long walk. In the field, next to the cow, in the field, whispering the language of love to a cow. Strange times. Strange times. I guess the point is this. When you get home tonight, tell that person you love that you love them. No more questions, Your Honor.
Fanshawe standing there, presiding... And providing us with a horrible insight into his personal life. But so, Clarkey, it falls to you the unenviable task of concluding for the defence. So a minute, should you need it, begins right about now.
Well, listen, this wanker, a.k.a. winner, a.k.a. Dr. Dolby. How big is Dr. Dolby? 5.1 inches. I think it's on you, right? Because at university, surely, now I'm not speaking from experience here, but surely pretty much anything you lend anyone is used for that purpose. So what I've done is written you a cautionary list of all the things you shouldn't lend to a friend just in case they might use it. For wanking. Speakers, your computer, moisturizer, tissues,
Five seconds. Sock,
your bed, a pet, your phone, any perishables, any family photographs, any family members. I'm out.
Ben Clark there concluding the case for the defence.
strong.
Now, I'm afraid I cannot make that decision myself. I'm simply not bothered. Now, instead, I'm going to throw it open to our live Phoenix audience. So if you think Bella and Fanshawe, and therefore Kunal, is in the right, I'd like you to applaud now. And if you think Brett and Ben won the day, then applaud now. I think that's a hung jury. I don't think we can give it to anyone. I think that was... What was that, Clarky?
It was just that he's got a
hung gun. Flatmate. If, I'm going to have to give it to Fanshawe and Bella, I'm afraid. We have to give it to Fanshawe and Bella. Fanshawe and Bella win the point! Yes. You were so close. Well, it's nearly time for me to leave, go for a quick walk around the block, and then come back and continue with the show. And what better soundtrack to my absence than this month's Quickfire Round jingle? Here it is.
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly. But already we've got off to a slow start. That was a long introduction.
Yes, it was, mate.
I was supposed to come in at least a bar earlier, but I didn't, and now it's going to go long. I'm sorry about that long start.
Ooh, it's a shame.
If only we could start again, but we can't, so here we are in the middle of it. It's time to get on with the quick fire round. It's too hot to mess around, mate. It's a really sweaty affair. Let's just get cracking. Let's not muck about. On days like today, everything feels like an effort. Best nip it in the bud and quit while we're ahead. So let's get cracking.
Yes, let's do it.
I've unbuttoned my shirt, mate. And Ben's still in his pants. Anyway, it's time to get on with the quick fire round.
Oh, the quick fire round jingle there. Lovely to have a visual on that as well, yeah. This time. Lovely to have a visual. Clarky in his undercrackers, you with just a billowing shirt. So, of course, in this quick fire round, all of the questions will be wallpaper based. Instead of buzz. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Ben's pants are blue and white, checked boxer shorts. They're very nice. Well done, Ben, on wearing nice pants. Well, now we've got that out the way. Here it is, the quick fire round.
Got intimate at the end there between you and Ben, didn't it?
Did a little
bit. This is why I'm not allowed round. Of course, in this round, all the questions will be wallpaper based.
Ooh. But I'm wearing white briefs. Thanks for asking. Goodbye.
So we had what was it, blue and yellow checkers?
Blue and white checkers.
Blue and white, yeah. Checkers, and we had white briefs.
Yep.
Big question is, you recorded that yesterday. Still got the same ones on?
We recorded them this morning.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did, yeah. We recorded this morning.
Nice get out of jail free.
I'm not wearing any now.
Oh, oh, you've gone. Oh! Bombs off! Bombs off! No! And also, hang on a second, are you wearing swimming trunks?
Yeah.
You live such a different life to mine. I'm just going to pop my duffel coat back on and walk out. Okay, so if you think you have the right answer, instead of buzzers, shout out your first name. So Tom and Bella, let's hear that now.
Tom.
Bella.
Excellent work. And Ben and Brett.
Ben. Brett.
Excellent. So off we go. Why did the decorator get the walls drunk before he put up the wallpaper?
Tom.
Tom.
So they were plastered.
So they were plastered, yeah. How is wallpaper like sausages and bacon?
It's delicious.
Yeah, yeah. Gonna give you half a point. It's often sold in rolls. What material used to decorate walls divided East and West Germany until 1989?
Tom.
Tom. What did you say?
You said meat because of the previous question.
No, you said meat because you're vegetarian. Did you?
The Berlin wallpaper.
Can we just talk about the fact you called yourself meat? Tom.
I just had a brain fart. Just said
but that
meat.
Was amazing.
I know.
You've been veggie for like 3 years, haven't you, as well?
6 years now.
Six years now. I still
dream about it. Still
yeah.
dream
really?
Bacon. And, yeah, every morning.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, the Berlin wallpaper.
Yes, well done, the Berlin wallpaper. What material used to decorate walls is also a book about a man in a bubble hat who likes to hide.
Pork.
Yes. Tom.
Where's Wally paper?
Where's Wally paper? What material used to decorate walls was a double act in the 1980s and 90s whose catchphrase
Cannon
was...
Cannon and Ben.
Ben, yes.
Cannon and wallpaper?
Cannon and wallpaper, absolutely right. What material used to decorate walls is also a movie about Hitler?
Brett, down wall.
Down...
Wallpaper.
Down wallpaper, yes, exactly right. What material used to decorate walls did TLC warn us not to go...
Roast lamb!
Bella.
Bella.
Don't go chasing waterfall papers.
Waterfall paper, absolutely right. What material used to decorate walls of homes is also a sport known as soccer?
Chicken.
Yes, Tom.
Football paper.
Football paper. What material used to decorate walls is also a massive church in London designed by...
Lamb.
Bella. St. Walls. Paper.
I'm afraid I'm looking
for... St. Paul's paper.
I'm looking for St. Paul's Cathedral paper. What?
What?
But I'm going to give you both a point.
Yes.
What material used to decorate walls is also a caveman?
The pill-
1 point to the audience. Neanderthal paper. Yes, well
Neanderthal
done. What material?
Paper.
Neanderthal paper. What material used to decorate walls is also a swimming style? I'll want another point to the audience.
Backcrawl paper. This is on our side, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that point. Backcrawl paper. Any others?
Front crawl
paper. There we go. One to that side as well.
Butterfly paper.
That's 1 point deducted from those guys.
Yes.
What material used to decorate walls is also half a musketeer's catchphrase?
Oh,
it really is one for all paper. But I'll give you all a point for that. So well done. That's 2 points each, and that is the end of our round. That does mean we have a winner. Before that, we just have time for plugs. Bella, have you got anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, I've got a book coming out in September.
Oh, amazing!
Wow!
Congratulations! Yeah, it's amazing.
Love to have a book coming out.
How
does it feel?
I'm pretty excited.
You've cracked it. Well done. What's your book called?
It's called Bella Younger's Deliciously Stellar. It's out on the 8th of September.
So you can get that, I imagine, through...
On Amazon. You can pre-order it now.
Brett, have you got any...
Beat that, Brett.
I would always ask anyone, would you please watch the film Super Bob?
Yes.
You can get on there.
Brett made a film. Yeah, we've got a published author and someone who made a film.
That's amazing.
Wow.
If you are the company you keep, which we definitely are not...
Where can you find Super Bob?
You can get it on iTunes and Amazon and Sky Store and any... Don't illegally download it, because so many do. Oh. And people say it to your face. Oh, I illegally downloaded your film. It's brilliant. You go, what? At least pretend.
I mean, how much does it cost?
I think it's cheap, isn't it? If you actually pay for it, it's like 99p or something to rent.
It's not worth that. So...
Wow.
No, you do download that
Spend
movie.
Spend the Super Bob on it.
That's a nice little slogan, yeah.
Can
we make those into bumper stickers?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Is that what we're plugging?
We've got a range of bumper stickers to promote Bella's book and Brett's movie. If you want to come and see Pappy's, all our gigs are at pappyscomedy.com. And we also have a podcast called Bangers and Mash. Please do listen to that if you don't already. As you can tell, no one listens to it. So please do listen to that. But we're on tenterhooks here. What's the final scores, DJ Bucket Louse?
Well, Tom and Bella have 144.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Brett and Ben have 148.
Oh! So Brett and Ben were for our oval winners, whereas Bella and Tom have to pop on their ovals. Thanks to our guests, Bella Younger and Brett Goldstein. We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown! Pappies, Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry, with special guests Bella Younger and Brett Goldstein. And it also featured music from audionetwork.com. Go there if you want to hear some library music. It was devised by Pappies with producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording, to the good people at the Phoenix in London, to Orange Market, the British Comedy Guide, and to Ash Caffrey and Katie Stewart for helping out. Pappies, Flatshare Slamdown is a Fuzz production for the British Comedy Guide and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.